AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Newsmaker segment on this Wednesday brought to you by the Grand Central Hotel and Grill in historic Cottonwood Falls, celebrating over 20 years as a destination dining restaurant.
The Grand Central Hotel and Grill in historic Cottonwood Falls is celebrating over 20 years as a destination dining restaurant. From small meetings and family gatherings with children to fine dining featuring premium steaks, they offer something for everyone. Book now for New Year's Eve. And if you need a gift idea for any time of the year, they offer gift certificates and fresh packaged steaks. Call 620-273-6763. Experience casual elegance at the Grand Central Hotel and Grill.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 717, 41 degrees, and we are pleased to be joined this morning, by the head guys at DK Dirty Cans, Jim Cummins. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
How you doing today?
Couldn't be better, thank you.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Leland Danes of the DK. Leland, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you today, sir?
Well, I feel like this morning came earlier than usual, but I'm doing all right.
Well, thanks for taking charge and on this brisk morning.
Absolutely.
Getting up here. Always good to talk to you. And also, we're pleased to be joined this morning also by Doug Bjerkus of Dynamic Discs. Doug, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
How you doing today?
Good. It's bright and early.
Yeah, it is bright and early. Well, thanks to all of you for joining us here this morning. Special event is coming up tomorrow, and this will be taking place at the Granada Theater. And Leland, I'll let you kind of unveil exactly what is happening tomorrow night.
Yeah, we've been promoting through our channels, but what we've got going on tomorrow is a special showing of a show that was produced for television called Excellence in Emporia. And this was developed earlier in the year, and we were approached by a group that wanted to highlight some of the events that are going on here in Emporia. Of course, the Glass Blown Open through Dynamic Discs and the Dirty Cans of Bike Race. And so that is completed, and we're ready to show it. And we thought, what better way than to watch this as a community down at the Not a theater.
All right. Well, Jim, what group was this, and how did this all start? How did they approach you?
The producers of this show is an organization called Emerging Sports. They're out of Philadelphia. And they approached us and Dynamic Discs with this idea of producing this piece. Actually, the original intent was for it to be shown on CBS Sports. I guess this is one of those examples of the best laid plans sometimes go awry. The CBS Sports thing didn't work out. However, this show is going to be aired on regional cable networks all over the country. But as we reviewed that list of stations that were going to be airing it, we didn't see anywhere where the people of Emporia were going to be able to see that. So that's why we wanted to create this opportunity.
Doug, when they approached Dynamic Discs, obviously, were you happy with this?
Well, sure. Any time that we can give Emporia an opportunity to shine, we like to do that. In seeing the finished product, it's very informative. I think it's very professionally done, and I think folks that watch it will really see what an impact Emporia has on the two great events, the DK and the Glass Blown Open.
Doug, I want to start with you, and then I'm going to head over to the DK team here in just a second. But once the idea was floated, exactly what went into it? How did they wind up, I guess, putting this video together, and what did they wind up highlighting for you?
Well, Emerging Sports, as Jim mentioned earlier, has done some disc golf-related stuff in the past, and so we knew that that they could produce a professional quality video, and so we didn't have any concern there. Jim alluded earlier to the issues with CBS Sports. Getting it distributed to CBS Sports seemed to be the issue, not actually putting together a good product. And so what went into it, though, when they did come to town, is they did a bunch of interviewing. They've actually done video footage of the Glass Blown Open earlier, so there's actually footage from the 2015 Glass Blown Open, the 2017 Glass Blown Open. So really what they were looking at was, you know, kind of the gist of the piece is how important Emporia is to these two events and how these two events are important to Emporia. And that's a good story.
And Leland, much the same with the DK. Have you worked with Emerging Sports prior to this?
We had not. This was our first time working with them, but we're happy to do so. And, of course, with any film production, there's a fair amount of planning that goes into it beforehand. And so, like I don't recall, Jim might remember when exactly we got started on the project, but the filming weekend of was, of course, the easiest part for us. They're the ones doing all the work. But we assisted a great deal in helping provide a storyline and some ideas of what to be filming while they're here. And so without giving the whole plot away, you'll have to come out tomorrow night and watch it.
Oh, come on. Tease us, Logan.
You're going to see plenty of footage of bikes and discs being thrown, but there's storylines beyond that, I think, that are very interesting to see and watch. And again, it's more than just these two events. It's how Emporia embraces these events and helps these events to stand out above others.
And talk a little bit about that, Jim, about just how the Emporia area has really just latched on to certainly the DK, GBO, and other events like this. It's something that I haven't seen in other communities.
Well, you're right. It doesn't happen in other communities. And, you know, Emporia is the star of the show, and that's the story that's being told, is how important the town of Emporia, the people of Emporia are in embracing these events, and how these events showcase this community to a worldwide audience.
Well, Doug, your reaction, too, to, you know, the community of Emporia and how it embraces the disc golfers when they come into town.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the biggest thing we've got going for us as far as the success of the big events that come to Emporia is Emporia itself. And I would second what Jim had mentioned, and I think that the folks that come out to the Granada tomorrow evening are in for quite a show that is quite cool to watch. I really enjoyed watching it the first time I was able to see it.
Well, Leland, lay out the logistics for us tomorrow at the Granada.
Absolutely. So we'll actually kick things off at 6 o'clock. Emporia Main Street will be on hand selling Beyond the Banner books. And then the staff from Dynamic Discs and Dirty Cans will be available just to mingle and chat. And it's a good opportunity for us to connect with the community. The showing will actually start at 7 o'clock. And it runs just shy of an hour because the commercials have been taken out. And so it's about 45 minutes or so of showing. And then so we'll be done at 7:45, and for those that have been paying attention, Midnight Madness will begin at 8. So we'll certainly be encouraging folks to stick around downtown and go do some shopping.
Sounds like a great night. Great way to start the night down there. And this is absolutely free?
Of course.
Of course.
All right.
Yeah.
Free of charge. Well, we have Leland and Jim here. I understand that registration, the lottery registration for the 2018 DK is underway. Jim, tell us formatically how this works this year.
Yeah, we had to change our registration procedure a little bit this year just because of the immense demand to participate in Dirty Cans. And so we implemented this lottery system, and sign up for that lottery opened on December 1st. It will remain open through the end of the day, the 16th. So at midnight on Saturday, it closes. So it's available to register now. You can just go to dirtycanza.com and click on the register here button and get signed up. And then in early January, we'll actually have our lottery selection. And then emails will go out to everybody who has signed up for the lottery, either congratulations, you're in, or thanks, but hope to, you know, better luck in 2019.
Try again, huh?
Right.
Try again. Now, is this lottery weighted in any way? I mean, local participants or folks that have participated for every single year? How does that work, Leland?
It is. Yeah, we actually try to refer to it as the registration selection process because there is some weighted aspects to it. And, of course, we want to support those who have supported us, so namely those from the Emporia area. They've been instrumental in supporting this event. And so we absolutely want to make sure that they can participate. We also want to continue our mission to see more women riding bikes, and so we want to make sure that our female cyclists have a fair shot of getting in there as well. So there are some opportunities for certain groups to have a little extra advantage in the quote-unquote lottery.
Well, I imagine there'll be a lot of anticipation and anxiety coming up in January for all those who have registered. So a lot of people hopping on already to get their names in?
There are. And speaking to the anxiety issue, folks from Emporia, you don't have to worry too much.
There's a little Christmas gift right there.
There's your hint.
Christmas gift. And Doug, while we have you here, I know you're gearing up the GBO. In the grand scheme of things, you're not that far out.
Oh, about 4.5 months. Yeah. And we've actually just recently added two more courses and two more pools. So we have over 1,600 disc golfers signed up to play. That is about 400 more than we've had in the past. So it's amazing how the event just keeps growing and growing. And we're excited to have that many folks in town in late April. We're just hoping for no rain.
Right.
Well, that's Chuck's department. I will put him in charge of that.
I assumed that again when I came back, I guess. Really quick, Doug, are you having the registration period open now for GBO, or at 1600, are you closed down now?
No, there's a few spots available in a few divisions, and there's also the wait list is something that people can certainly get on. And I you know, people that were getting on the wait list this time last year tended to get into the event because a lot of things happen. A lot of people just immediately sign up for the event to make sure they have a spot. And then as they figure out their plans, some of them figure out they can't make it, and spots do open up. So it was interesting to hear Jim and Leland mention, you know, trying to grow the number of women in the Dirty Kansas. We also are doing the same thing. In fact, we have an entire pool that is just for women, and there are some spots still available there as well. But most divisions are full, but we encourage people to get on the wait list or to sign up as a spectator or to sign up as a volunteer. There's tons of ways to experience the Glassblown Open, not just as a player.
That's huge, 1,600 plus. Doug, hey, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, we'll look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night at the Granada.
Yeah.
It's a can't-miss thing to watch.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Yep.
Happy holidays to you. And Jim Cummins, thanks for coming in this morning, Jim. We appreciate it.
It's always our pleasure to be here.
All right. Leland Daines, thank you as always.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right. Jim and Leland from Dirty Kansas and Doug Bjerkus of Dynamic Disc. It is Excellence in Emporia, and you'll see the showing tomorrow night. Doors open just after 6, and they'll be doing some mingling at 6:30, showtime at 7 p.m., and then head out and take advantage of all the deals Midnight Madness has to offer downtown. And our newsmaker this morning, brought to you by the Grand Central Hotel and Grill in historic Cottonwood Falls, your destination restaurant, open for lunch and dinner. Call 273-6763 for reservations to the Grand Central Hotel and Grill in historic Cottonwood Falls. And what is up tomorrow, Chuck?
Well, tomorrow we'll be joined by Rosetta Fields of Newman Regional Health Auxiliary. We've got a couple of different things we're highlighting. Cookie for Claws and Merry Monkeys, 7:15 tomorrow.
It is 7:29. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
The weather outside might be frightful, but you can still dream of warmer temperatures, relaxing on your patio,